No, I'm talking to Sean Martin. He's one of the men that who inspects the referees when they go out every day. He's an assessor. Sean, how did you get involved in assessing?
Well, for 10 years myself, I was refereeing. And I finished up then, probably finished up too young. But then I was asked, would I help out with referees in Roscommon, that's where I'm from. And I started working with my own county with referees. And just one particular Friday, one of the people in Roscommon from the county board asked me, would I go to a referees assessors meeting the following morning in Croke Park. Initially, I said, no, I wouldn't be able for it. As the day went on, I changed my mind and said, I started off from there. That's about 10, 12 years ago, and this is where I am today.
So, Sean, what does it incorporate now? Is there a lot of meetings involved? Who's in charge and who directs you?
Well, Croke Park are in charge. The Games Administration Committee in Croke Park. It's like the appointment of referees. It's really the appointment of an assessor for all the National League games and then going forward in the Championship as well. All our games today, both in hurling and football, will be assessed with an individual assessor from the Division 4 in hurling to Division 4 in football, the club semi-finals, all of that. And the report goes back in on by Tuesday evening to Croke Park from the assessor in relation to the game that he has performed at during that weekend.
How often are you out, Sean? And do you travel the whole country?
Well, I'm based in Roscommon, so you'd go northwards up as far as Croke Park. Portlea should probably be the farthest. Ennis, across Castlebar, Galway, that type of scene there. Oh, I only do football. Hurling lads would probably have longer journeys to go, maybe from Connacht. You might have to be going to Thurles or whatever, maybe down to Cork, whatever, for the games down there.
No, we're not going to be talking about any individuals or anything like that. We're only talking in general and letting the public know exactly what's going on. When you come to game now, Sean, I know you have to be very busy, you have to be very alert. You're watching the umpires, you're watching the linesmen, you're watching the referees. What would you be looking for? What would constitute a good referee now? What would constitute a top referee?
Well, I suppose their fitness and their use of their fitness probably would be one of the major things. Where they position themselves on the field, do they move over and back? Are they close to the player to adjudicate quickly on the decisions? Plus also, it is hugely important for referees that the umpires that they have themselves are very, very strong. It's a section on our assessment report that you fill in. But, you know, the umpires as well need to be strong. And I think that good umpires give the confidence to the referee to let the umpires deal with the situations. And if they're wanted in the course of the game, that the umpires will call them in and they'll respect their decisions because they have confidence in them.
Calling them in now, and that's touching on communication. What's your views on the communication between the linesmen and the umpires and the referee? How are they wired up and how do they draw attention to each other?
In relation to championship games and probably some league games as well, they are wired at the radio system where you have the two linesmen, the referee, one umpire at each goal and the sideline official wired where they can speak to each other on a continuous basis or whenever they're required. If at games that the wiring system isn't provided on the day, you have just a pager system from the sideline officials, from the linesman, which he pages the referee, which has a bleep on his arm that to know that he's required by either one of the sideline officials. Plus, the umpires have a signal as well that they raise out their hand out to their side to call the referee's attention to something that they want to speak to him in relation to.
When you're assessing games, Sean, what you've come across a lot of disappointments. What would you be disappointed at in relation to some referees now?
Well, probably key game decisions in a tight game would be a disappointment for a referee. Maybe to miss a key game decision where the game finishes level or maybe a team loses by 1 point at the end of the game. You know, every referee goes out to do well, to get 100% in the game if that's what you're doing, to do excellent. Naturally, things go wrong or you make some mistakes, but if you can recover quickly from them, and especially it's a good sign of a referee, if he makes a mistake, recover quickly and move on from it, that's a good sign. So these are the issues that you have to be looking for.
Would it be fair to say, Sean, you're on the road a long time now, and I'm on the road a long time myself, watching, playing and refereeing and everything, that the game today now is more difficult than it ever has been to referee? You have swarming, you have pulling, you have fellas build up, and you have red cards and yellow cards and black cards. And I believe myself, and I said this to you, that I thought that Gaelic football is the toughest field game in the world to referee.
Yes, it is tough, and it is tough on referees. But I think that the attitude and the preparation that referees put into for themselves before they take part in games is a huge advantage. naturally, referees pass fitness tests and pass referee examinations in Croke Park prior to being appointed to games just a couple of weeks ago for the league season. Again, it'll be happening for the championship season as the year goes on. So, you know, these are the things that will be happening for referees. So you have to, while there are a huge amount of different categories to look for in games, I think referees become accustomed to it, and they know the skills that are required. And from week in, week out, these guys are refereeing at a high level, and they're well able to cater for any eventualities that occur.
If you were in charge of the GAA referees and you could say, I want to bring in one rule and I'm bringing it in the morning in relation to refereeing, and you had the authority to do it and it would be brought in overnight, what would it be, Sean?
Well, I think that the new rules that were brought in last year have made a huge effect, have had a huge effect on the games for the positive reasons. And the rule that I thought was badly needed was the cynical foul, the deliberate charging of a player once he had released the ball. I always thought it should have been penalised more so than it was going back prior to 2014. And I think the referees committee deserve great credit for bringing in that rule. And I think it's very easy to see it, it's very easy to act on, it's the black card offence. And if you look at the games today in comparison to 2 years ago, there are very few incidents of that occurring today.
I'd be of the opinion, Sean, that something might happen in the near future where players would be confined to three passes and then the ball would have to be kicked. Would it put a lot of pressure on the referee? Are you happy with all the passing going on in Gaelic football, and is it difficult for referees?
Most definitely it's difficult for referees, and the hand pass is something, it's a law unto itself really. But I think at present the referees have enough to cater with in relation to rules and different instances in games. I think with the new rules that were brought in last year, let that develop for a while, move on from that and maybe bring in more new rules. But I think at present, I'd say they'd be happy enough with it.
What about the sceptical fella that's saying that that their assessors are putting a lot of pressure on referees? A lot of people say that.
People say that, but in all honesty, I think that the assessments and referees, from my own feedback or from referees, is they're very happy with the assessments. And I think one of the areas where a referee can speak to an assessor the week after he receives the assessment from the weekend before, if he wishes to. And I think that's very important for any referee to be able to do that.
Could you assess me now, interviewing you?
Yeah, I'd probably give you good to very good. Some of the questions were a little bit difficult. You hadn't told me about them. But yeah, I'd probably give you very good now.
Anyway, we didn't touch on anyway, Sean. But what you did, you explained exactly what's behind the whole thing. And listen to me, thanks for talking to me. And you enjoyed what you're doing, of course.
Most certainly I do. I wouldn't be spending Saturdays or Sundays doing that. I'm here today, but maybe next Saturday I'll be doing a game back in Roscommon, some on the sidelines somewhere watching some young referee. That's what it's all about. And pass on whatever information you can to try and.
And all I'd say to you to finish up, Sean, if you are assessing a Kerry referee, give him top marks.
Yes, I think in fairness to the Kerry referees, they're very good at the minute, so we won't name any of them, but they're doing well.
Well said, Sean.